Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget, comedian Ari Shaffir will join us at 9:20, and Trace McSorley will join us at 9:40. So lots to get to in the 9 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll lead off the 9 o'clock hour with the entertainment page, which is sponsored.
That's right, Cakes. It's sponsored by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world. I think he's pretty interesting. But my buddy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. How about 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only? Find out more at BMWofFairfax.com. Go over there, ask for Mike. He'll set you up. You'll feel like a rock star, and you're going to love your vehicle. All right. A lot going on. I don't know if you guys saw the viral video of Alec Baldwin.
I did.
I'm not an Alec Baldwin guy. I basically loathe him, but I defend him here. He's being harassed.
That person
coffee
is
shop.
Just full blown yeah. harassing him out of
yeah.
nowhere.
Yeah. So kind of unfair. Unfair. Don't like Alec Baldwin. Unfair.
What happened?
He's like talking on the phone, and then I don't know if it has to do with like Palestine or something, or he was.
Well,
they
she
wanted,
was haranguing. She was. She wanted him to say free Palestine. Like
yeah.
she said it to him 15 or 20 times.
Yeah, just being super annoying.
In a minute span of the video.
And then she talked about like the lady he killed and stuff. And mm-hmm. you know, just cheap shots. And he actually then like looked like he was being calm, and then he snatched the phone out of her.
Right.
You know,
he just smacked it out of her.
You could
hand.
See the temper.
Like, yeah, you could tell it was just right. The temper was boiling.
The legendary Alec Baldwin temper came out. But I have to say, I don't blame him in some sense because that woman was super annoying.
I would also, if I were him, I'm probably Uber eating my coffee instead of going out in public, especially after incidents like that happen.
There's also a story here on TMZ. There's an interview, I guess, with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone. And they give their Mount, we just did our Mount Hookmore, right?
Yes,
right.
We did
they
that
did
early
their
in
Mount
the show.
Rushmore of action heroes.
Ooh.
All right. And this is Sly and Arnold. And
now,
I guess this is.
Are they putting each other? Like they each did one?
I'll give you a tip. They're both on there. So two of the four. You got Sly.
Okay. This is a great one. Mount Actionmore.
I think you'll get
Sly.
One of them. I don't think you'll get the other one.
Bruce Willis. Has to be on there.
Bruce Willis.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is a great one.
No.
He's not an action hero.
This one is a curveball, and I'll say this. It's an older guy, but it's a curveball. He's like really old.
Clint Eastwood.
That's a great one, yeah.
I don't really know his action resume. What's Clint Eastwood's like action resume?
Westerns.
It was
westerns.
It's more like Dirty Harry movies and westerns.
Yeah, I just
saw
just way before my time. Yeah. Anyway, that's...
By the way, I saw a picture...
So you guys got it pretty quickly.
Did you see the pictures of Clint Eastwood that are circulating?
Yeah,
I think he's 93
yeah.
years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't even look like
he's
him.
He's just super sad. Like,
yeah, didn't even look like
I know,
him.
But he's still kind of working.
Yeah, but he looks like he's half the size that he used to be.
I know,
Stone
it's like
Temple
Gene
Pilots
Hackman.
Did a song about it.
He and Gene Hackman look horrible.
I know, you get in your 90s, yeah. you just shrink.
The pants are, you know, the worst is when your ass goes away. Matt, what's going to happen to Cakes when he gets older?
I don't
older?
Know. It's a great
he already
question.
He doesn't have an ass.
Doesn't Clint have his slacks belted to his belly button?
I think he does. Yeah, he's doing that move. Why do you sleep on the mule? The mule is really good. Clint Eastwood late in his career.
I think it's long, right?
I don't know how long it is, but it's a well-done movie.
Yeah, but if they're too long, I don't have the attention span.
I'm going to guess the mule was 2 hours and 20-ish minutes.
All right.
1 hour, 56. Not that long.
Under 2 hours. You have no excuse not to watch it.
He thought it was long.
No, yeah. It's just like, isn't it the one with the really slow, isn't it slow or no?
I mean, I
thought
it was
entertaining. Does it have like a slow vibe to it or no?
He's like a drug mule. He plays
right,
an old
driving
ass drug
around,
mule.
Yeah. Just driving around.
I didn't see that.
I kind of liked it. I'm crazy.
I don't think you're crazy. I didn't attack you.
JP.
I didn't attack you. I think he,
hey, JP.
Probably good.
The crazy donkey.
He kind of did about his ass.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What about Matt Damon? Is Matt Damon considered an action hero for the Bourne stuff?
The Bourne.
Yeah, that would probably be a good.
I feel like Tom Cruise would be greater, though.
Tom Cruise definitely, I would think, would be in there.
I mean, he's the greatest action star ever. He flies his own helicopter.
Yeah, he should be in there.
He flies his own planes.
Yeah, he got certified to do his own stunts.
He does it all.
We learned last week he doesn't talk to his one kid, so he's got plenty of time.
Yeah, he doesn't talk to Suri.
Hey, did you see the story about Tom Cruise? I think he was at the Victoria Beckham birthday party.
Yeah, like her 50th birthday bash.
Can you imagine being at this party? All right. And then all of a sudden you see Tom Cruise get up from the sofa and break dance.
didn't the Spice Girls reunite at the party?
Yeah.
They're singing.
Victoria Beckham and Ginger Spice and Baby Spice and Scary Spice. They're all there.
Yeah. Cameras were strictly banned. So I guess they felt like they could.
He was emboldened.
They could do whatever they wanted.
I know Dane Cook is considered a hack.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him tell a great story about meeting Tom Cruise. He said he'd never met Tom Cruise. He's at a party, and Tom Cruise comes up to him, and just it was like such an over the top. I'm not gonna be able to do the impersonation, but he was like,
"Hey man, he
grabs him by like the arm, like really
he's
physically,
all enthusiastic.
He's like, really a pleasure to meet you, a real pleasure."
So he's just over the top.
Over
like
the
if he
top.
Meets you,
what is that deal? What is that deal, man?
It's some sort of Scientology bit. I don't know.
I have no idea.
He might be out on the Scientology.
Kevin has said that he's super nice. And
he has great interactions.
When he's
with
in the in the line in the red carpet, he'll spend time with every person. Mm-hmm. Like he's over the top at like
does
the
that
business
mean
side.
Does that mean he's really a closet douche? Like
could be a big phony.
You're overcompensating.
Maybe.
I know there's
or he's just really selling his movie. Like he's into his art and his craft, and this is his way of getting out there.
He's probably deep down like a theater dork.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then he can't believe his good fortune.
Yeah, all of a sudden, he's popular. Yeah. He's a sex symbol.
He's been that way his whole life.
Well, I'm just saying. That's how he grew up. And then now he's one of the most box office golden boys
ever.
He
definitely made a great choice by switching to Tom Cruise instead of his name.
Maypother.
Maypother. Mm-hmm. Cruise, way better than Maypother. I mean, you can't be the star of Mission Impossible and have Tom Maypother up on the marquee.
Correct.
Yeah, deep down, he's a socially awkward theater boy.
Yeah.
But when he was 21, he did Risky Business. So he's been.
For sure.
Yeah, he's been a movie star
40
years.
At a minimum, because he did movies before Risky
Business.
We would
have said that, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
I mean, Arnold Cruise sounds a lot better, and he kept Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger, it works for him.
So Maypother would have worked over time if he was still the same star.
Yeah, the one that doesn't work is Orville. That's the one.
Always
Bickle. Some sort of
Bickle.
I don't like my last name. I don't like it's Eric Bickle. It doesn't flow right. It's not good. My name should be like my brother's.
Like Tom.
Tom Bickle.
Yeah. Or Chad Bickle.
Chad Bickle.
Or Matt Bickle.
I mean, they're actually named Matthew and Chadwick. But but Eric Bickle, it's chunky. It's not. Yeah. It doesn't flow. Doesn't flow.
Just like Justin Timberlake says in The Social Network, he comes back to the table.
You quote that movie so
much. I love that movie.
Which one?
He comes back to Zuckerberg and says, "Just drop the Facebook. It's cleaner because Facebook sounds better than the Facebook."
Right. You're right.
Am I wrong?
No.
I think I'm right. I think Justin Timberlake was right.
Or names are a big deal.
You don't say Sean Parker. Twitter. You don't say the
X.
The YouTube.
Right. You just say.
I think more people are starting to call it X over time.
I'm kind of resistant.
But
I think
you still tweet.
So
still tweet.
You don't send an X.
You still type in Twitter in the search box and it comes up.
Listen, I'm not like most people that all of a sudden hate Elon now. I don't care about him either way, but I'm not calling it X. It's not happening.
Hey, you know what?
I still haven't seen a Cybertruck on the road.
I haven't either. Here's my message to Elon.
That's because I got about 100,000 of them just parked because they have like pedal issues.
Elon Musk, less firing off rockets, okay, and more getting the sex bots off of Twitter. That have
I don't
the,
think he cares about
hey,
that.
Click on the link in the bio. Hey, P word in my bio. Please make it stop. It's driving me crazy. Driving me nuts.
You just got to scroll past it.
It doesn't drive me crazy.
I know. And it's you're better off for it.
All right, Tom Brady's in the news. I think you have to be pretty strong. I don't think I would love to be the focus of a roast. Would you love that?
No.
I don't think that's really.
We were roasted by Danny.
I wasn't there.
We were,
and I still never heard. What did he roast me about?
I can't remember. There was definitely
politics.
Some roasting going on. Yeah. It's fine.
Fell asleep during a segment
or
something.
Could you do an hour of people just grilling you? Even though
I probably wouldn't love it.
I don't think I would love it.
No, I probably.
And I don't
know
where was the roast for Tom?
We're gonna have it.
It was Tom Cruise or Brady?
It's Tom Brady.
Oh, Brady.
And it's gonna be on Netflix. It's gonna air May 5th. So they obviously Jeffrey Ross is going to be there. He's got to be at every roast. Kevin Hart will be there, but that's about all that they've announced so far.
They spend almost as much time though roasting each other.
That's true.
The people on the dais, whatever dais is,
dais, right?
As they do the subject.
Right. They spread it out a little bit.
Hope Voss is there.
Huh?
I hope Voss is there.
Rich Vault.
Voth. When's he coming to town?
I saw him doing.
Actually, he'll be in town. I think. August 2nd or 3rd-ish.
Are you guys going to set up golf for me before I get in town?
I saw him
I should
tweet
take
out
his
landscaping bit.
I know. He's doing his landscaping. The dumbest bits ever. I don't know.
I don't think I know his landscaping bit.
He just goes out there and he gives you like a gardening tip or something. You know, I mean, like just this guy littered with tattoos.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got tattoos everywhere.
Yeah, I heard him say, you know, I think he was at Lowe's or Home Depot somewhere, and he's like, it's about to start season 4, gardening season. He's like, I don't have to do too much because my house looks beautiful. So I'm going to buy some trees, bushes.
Yeah, he's a funny dude, man. The Blair Witch Project, Cakes. I guess they've announced a reboot, and now the original cast... They want more money out
of course
of the whole
they do.
Deal.
Why wouldn't they?
I guess.
Wouldn't the Blair Witch Project, though, originally it was because they had camcorders and camcorders were new, right?
Right.
That was the whole thing.
It was like shaky cam.
Yes.
This is how they filmed it.
Those are the kind of
I guess you can do it with an iPhone
adult films
now.
I like. Shaky cam.
When was the first?
Shaky cam and poor lighting.
How many were there?
They've done at least two. The second one was a massive bomb. The first one made $1 trillion.
Oh, here comes a $2 bet.
EB, I will give you... Not two.
Can't do it.
I'll give you four American dollars.
I can't do it.
If you can tell me where the original, the OG Blair Witch, it was filmed, I believe, in this Maryland town, outside of Frederick.
I was going to say Maryland.
It's in Maryland, yes.
It's
Hagerstown.
No. Starts with a B.
Bel Air?
No.
No.
Hold on.
It's a small town. John Mellencamp sang about it way back in the day.
But it's B what?
Burkittsville. You aren't going to get it.
John Mellencamp sang about Burkittsville?
No, he sang about small
towns.
Small
towns.
Not that small town.
Wasn't the second?
I only got 3.5 hours of sleep.
The hell is Burkittsville?
I was with you. I was trying to think of the Burkittsville song. Like Allentown?
The whole thing was filmed in Burkittsville?
Yeah. I think it was set in Burkittsville, Maryland.
They have Money Woods there or something?
They have a lot of woods.
A lot of woods. Wasn't the second one a group of people looking for the group of people?
I didn't see the second one. First one's kind of
freaky
and weird.
Didn't people complain that when they went, they got like nauseous because
the
camera
was
so shaky? Yeah.
I need to look up how much dough that borderline terrible movie made.
1999? Jeez.
Yeah, 99.
That's truly the best adult.
Would the Yes No Men in their infancy, would we have passed on the original Blair Witch?
I thought about
like that because of low budget.
Low budget horror movie, so that's right up our alley. But I guarantee you, we would have said no shaky cams.
Yeah, that's what we would have said. By the way, their budget is listed on Wiki between $200,000 and $750,000. It grossed $248 million for the studio.
And none of them were all like there no were, like, name un- actors.
Unknown,
yeah.
Unknown
Did
actors.
Did any of them go to fame post, or are they just
I don't recognize
still?
Anyone.
I don't think so.
Heather Donahue, Michael Williams, Josh Leonard, never heard of them.
Yeah. They had their one hit.
One hit wonders.
If you're going to have a hit, have it make $250 million.
Yeah, but I'm not sure they cashed in, though.
Oh, they didn't. The studio did.
Yeah, yeah.
They're the ones.
These guys are working on 7-Eleven.
I know one thing. I would thumbs up that reboot so quick.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Not too big of a budget, though, Valdez. Right.
Yeah, it's got to be
let's
small
Let's not make
budget.
A bloated budget. Right. Let's cap it at $12 to $15 million.
Right.
And let's make $400 million. That's our plan. I like the plan.
Looks like Joshua Leonard. Out of the three, has done a ton of movies and ton of TV shows. Oh, the okay. other two,
I just don't recognize
their filmographies are thin.
Right.
This we other know, dude's been in a million
do
projects.
Do we have a larger filmography
than Heather Donahue?
We were in the how many films were we were in one film
we're
and one TV show?
Films. We're in nothing.
We're in the D Train.
We're nothing.
D Train.
Yeah, the one of the biggest bombs.
The Wire.
Potomac Dawn.
Huh?
Potomac Dawn.
Yeah. And we did 10 episodes. We had all the TV we've done.
Yeah, whatever. It's not a very lengthy, not a very
You'd be
lengthy
surprised,
TV resume.
The 10 episodes of on ESPN Classic.
What, of us all dressed in khakis all together?
Who's whatever. Number
they,
one?
They Hang out in a dark
they
bar.
They ran that for years.
Hey, look at your ass, Cakes. You have a SAG card.
Yeah.
It's well done. We'll end on that note. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Ari Shaffir. He's going to be in town on April 26th and 27th, recording his new special. He'll join us next here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Head on out to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Ari Shaffir, comedian. He'll be in Washington, D.C. at Capitol Turnaround to record his new special on April 26th and 27th. For tickets, go to arishaffir.com/tour for more info. Ari, it's been a while, man. How've you been?
Yo, dude. It's been a while. Yeah.
It's good to have you, man. I just went out to the Capitol Turnaround, I think it was last month, for a comedy show. That's a really cool venue, and I've been sleeping on it. I didn't even know it was there until I went. Cool venue, and that's where you're going to be recording your new special in just a few days.
Yeah, I had no idea. My mom, I told her, she was, don't go out at night. I'm like, Mom, it's different there now. That's the last time with the Southeast. I know it used to be like, don't stop at red light. But
right. That's hilarious.
For now.
By the way, Ari, did you play golf at Maryland, or is that just somebody goofing on your Wikipedia page?
I was a women's practice player for the Maryland basketball team, but I played golf at Yeshiva University. And then I switched to Maryland.
Oh, really?
I was terrible, though.
So you did play terrible. You did play at Maryland, or no?
No,
oh,
no,
okay,
right.
No. Okay.
So you played at your first college.
First college, okay.
Yeah, but it was pretty much anyone with a bag could be on the team.
Right.
Like, we just needed to fill the team.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know what to believe on Wiki, because it says you played on the university's NCAA golf team in 1995.
Wow. Let's spread it. Why not?
Spread it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What were you doing during your Maryland days, 95? Can you take us back?
I don't remember, but I played on the team. dude, that Maryland ruled.
Really?
It was so much fun. Yeah, I mean, you know, drinking and getting laid for the first time. I don't know. Maryland rules.
What were your go-to spots? So we preceded you a little bit. EB and I both went to Maryland and graduated in 92. So we were 88 to 92.
Back then it was like the Voo, the Cellar, Santa Fe.
The Voo was still there. They would have those bars that would switch hands and get caught letting in underage kids. Oh, and then they'd be like, hey, we're shutting you down. And they would just transfer ownership to another, to like a brother.
Right.
And then open it up under another name, same exact bar.
That sounds like the Cellar.
Yeah, I think that was the spot with the Cellar. Yeah,
I don't know what they call
sounds
it.
Sounds about
now.
Right.
Which spot did you live in?
I lived in Dorchester first, and then I switched to like the
Leonardtown.
Yeah, out near there, near the corner. Oh, also, it was my first General Tso's chicken was out there. I love Maryland. I grew up religious Jewish, so everything there was like, wow, it's so new.
Right. Dude, isn't it funny how people just remember their dorm room? Like, the most random things people remember.
Because they're big in your life.
I know.
It's like if I say cluck you, you hear eyes twinkle.
Yes.
So great.
Dude. My friend came out of the closet to me in the line at Cluck You, even though we already knew he was gay for like 2 years. But he swore he wasn't. And then he was like, I have something to tell you. And then when he told me, I was like, who cares, bro?
Right. Right. You already knew. That's
weird, weird spot for the coming out, right? Like,
it really was. It really quite was. And I was like, hey, I'm hungrier than I am caring right now.
The one place there in College Park that the only time I really dined in Dash, I think I told you before, was there a White Castle there? Was there?
I think there used to be.
Yeah, I went in there one time hammered. Ordered a bunch of burgers.
What was the other? Was it a Little Tavern? What
maybe
was the?
It was Little Tavern.
It was Little Tavern. It wasn't White Castle, but it was similar.
They're similar, yeah.
Yeah.
The mini
she,
burgers.
She gave me all the burgers, and I said, thanks, see ya. Ran out. Then I felt so guilty, I went back like an hour later and paid for it. Right. It just wasn't in my nature. I just couldn't do it.
Whoa.
I tried.
You'd be like, hey, you might remember me from being the jerk before. sorry. Yeah, like my dad told me it was wrong to do this.
Hey, Valdez was telling us that you and Bert have a deal where you guys, when you go out, you try to roofie each other. It's like a running joke you guys have been doing for years. Is this true? Because that I know that's your that's not a big thing for me, but that actually does sound hilarious.
It is hilarious. No, he's never done it to me.
But you've done it to him?
Yeah, I've done it to him. I hit him with a Somali. We drank once before a podcast, and then he got turned up. It was great. It was great. About 45 minutes in, I'm trying not to dance, and he's just like, starts to sweat. See him, like, blinking.
Dude, is that on, like, a YouTube or something? I want to watch it.
I wish it was. He hasn't recorded. He won't put it out.
Really?
Call him a loser. He won't put it out. He's so scared.
Dude, that's a great one.
You got to put that out.
It was a great one.
Bro,
we danced on a podcast for like an hour. It was great.
Dude, that's a gold mine.
I know.
Why is he being such a wussy about it?
You got to ask his wife.
Oh, yes. Mike doesn't want it out.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
All right.
You should have seen it. He was looking in the window. We're out in his backyard looking in the window at his wife. He goes, I got such a great wife. I'm like, she's cool, man. She's always sticking with you. I'm like, she's so down. But then he told her later and she was not so down.
Not as down as before.
That is hilarious. Does she kind of like manage him? I have no idea.
I mean, not like, as weight.
Right.
He's just taking strays.
Yeah. What he's hilarious. He's great, too.
He is great. So he's the king of ordering a side of fruit to make it seem like the whole meal is healthy.
We're joined by Ari Shaffir. He's going to be at Capital Turnaround on April 26th and 27th. You can go to arishaffir.com/tour for ticket info. We saw that you were, I don't know how recently it was, you were at a cockfight in East Timor. I had to go to Google to figure out where East Timor was. I thought it was in Africa at first. I was wrong. It's near Indonesia. Can you describe that experience?
It was wild. I mean, they bring out all these like roosters, and they just kind of like get them riled up at each other, get them like talking to each other and get mad at each other. And then first of all, it's all sanctioned by the government there.
Right.
Shocker.
Like the general of the army has his own stadium. So
it's a stadium?
Yeah.
It's that big?
Yeah, it's like a boxing ring.
Yeah. They call it a stadium. For Roosters, it's a stadium.
Yeah. Right, right. All yeah.
right. Yeah, exactly. And they tie razors to like one of their toes.
Oh my God.
And then they're just like, hey, that guy hates you. He called your mom a loser. Oh. And then they just go in. It's crazy.
The idea is you're betting on it. Is that what it is?
You're betting on it. Yeah, and they all thought they could take money off me because I'm like, I'm not from there, you know. And they could. It was like 50 cents was like their mortgage. So yeah. I was like, all right, I'll throw some money into the economy. You know, I'm like, whoever you want, bro, I'll take the other team. It's fine. It doesn't matter.
Is every cockfight like a fight to the death?
Yeah. No. What? No. Once in a while, they'll just both the roosters are like, hey, let's have peace, man. This is like, this is not getting us anywhere as a society.
Yeah.
And they just kind of walk away from each other, yeah. And everybody boos, right. And the owners are like really embarrassed. But almost always, they just like, because you can't see it. The razors are so.
Yeah. What
like,
do they do? Do you get to eat the chicken after? Or like what?
Yeah, the winner takes home the loser. The winner's owner takes home the loser.
That's funny.
It's so brutal. And they serve chicken, right. Like, on the side. And I'm like, this seems wrong. You should serve beef. It was really, really cool, though. It's just like one of the chickens at some point just drops, just, like, starts to get woozy.
Right.
And he's like, like he didn't get enough, you know, I don't know, iron or something. And then he's just, like, gone.
You were definitely the tallest guy there at the cockfighting. 100%.
Oh, yeah. They were like, hey, you can't sit in the front. You can't see over there.
So is that part of a deal where you're going around doing different adventures? Is that your bit now?
No, I just took off. I took like a sabbatical or something. Went to Southeast Asia for like 5 months.
Really? What else did you do? Just like
started in Myanmar, and then I went to like Cambodia and Vietnam and Thailand and East Timor and Indonesia. And just like, I don't know, I stayed in hostels and just like
Just punched out.
Didn't bring my phone with me or my computer.
What was your favorite country?
Wow.
He was up there because it was like really unmapped. It was really unmapped. I mean, I heard about a waterfall in some city. I just had to learn the words for water and fall and then like get directions from villagers. I learned like, please, thank you. And then like place to sleep.
Right.
And then they'd be like, they just point at me.
And you just did that on your own or did you have like some people with you?
Just one of my own.
Dude.
I put
adventurous.
Like 10 grand on a card, locked myself out of all my email and my social media, gave the password to somebody else.
Was it great in the end? Was it great in the end?
I never wanted to leave.
Yeah.
Really?
I never wanted to leave. And I was playing poor with all these hostel kids, you know?
Right.
So I could like get into it. I was like, $3 cover for this park. What the heck? And then it was like, oh, yeah, I mean, I do have that.
I've got that covered somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus. It was great just riding mopeds around Southeast Asia.
Now, you didn't miss, like, is your mom still alive? Like, you have family? Like, you didn't care?
Yeah, she was mad that I did it.
Yeah,
she was
totally.
Like, I got to be able to touch with you. I'm like, no. And she's like, what if something happens? I'm like, then I'll figure it out when I get home. I'll mourn when I get home.
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah. That's wild.
There's no way any of us could even do it. We couldn't do it for 5 days.
I wouldn't even go
let alone
camping.
5 months.
Yeah, I mean, no
way. It took like 4 days to get used to like occasional like blood on your sheets at hostels. No. You're like, all right, whatever. Yeah. Now, I just didn't care. Yeah.
All right, so I'm reading that you were part of, I mean, I guess you didn't, you were mostly a witness, between fight between Joe Rogan and Shane Gillis where Rogan, I guess, said, I can tap you. You know, with my jiu-jitsu, and Gillis, who's a big guy who played college football, said, no way. What did you witness?
I witnessed a debacle. I witnessed a man lose faith in himself as a human. There comes a time, probably during every, like, I don't know, like when the space shuttle collapsed, you know, when it blew up, when they were like, oh, well, this is not going to be what we thought it was. You know, the submarine that imploded. Like, oh, we're not going to see the Titanic.
So
that was Shane Gillis's face. He was like, no, I'm way bigger than you. I outweigh you by 100 pounds. I think Shane is like 380 and Joe is like 110. and it was just like, oh, I can't do buckle. He'll just like, okay, let's go then.
Right.
Like, he won't be nice anymore.
And so did it actually happen? Did he actually, like, tap him, or did they even...
Yeah, like 17 times in a minute.
Yeah. With quickness.
Yeah, it wasn't... He's like, do it again. And he goes, well, I didn't know. So, okay, now you know. Do it
right.
again.
Now you know.
Do it again. Do it again.
How drunk were they?
I mean, I didn't remember until you remembered to remind me. Okay. we were all pretty wrapped up.
Right.
Yeah, we drank for like 3 straight hours.
Right.
Shane handled it. The rest of us try to keep up with Shane and fail.
Right. Couldn't quite do it. Well, Ari, we appreciate the time, man. We know you're going to be here in town in a few days. You can get tickets at arishafir.com/tour. He'll be at the Capitol Turnaround recording his new special on April 26th and 27th. Thanks again, man.
Guys, it was great talking to you. It's been too long.
Yeah, catching up. If you ever want to come in studio, just swing by anytime.
Yep, you're always welcome.
Okay, for sure. Maybe it was summer.
All right. Cool. Thanks, pal.
That's Ari Shafir again. Right, he'll be in D.C. at Capitol Turnaround on April 26th and 27th. Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Place a vote on the Junkies poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made super smooth, love throughout the DMV. It's very simple. Who wins game 2 tonight, Rangers or Capitals? So go vote. When we're done talking to Trace McSorley, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Aerosmith and Black Crowes when they come to DC this fall. So be sure to keep listening.
All right, let's talk to Tracer. Of course, if you're a football fan in the area, you know Tracer's had a great career at Penn State, especially if you're a Ravens fan. He was drafted by the Ravens in 2019. And, you know, he's bouncing around and trying to land another deal this year in the NFL. Trace McSorley, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
What's going on? Appreciate you guys having me on here.
Yeah, of course.
Hey,
of course.
I was just thinking about it. So now that the college landscape is so different, and you put up you put up crazy numbers. You really did. You had over 100 touchdowns in 3 years at Penn State. Can you imagine the NIL money you would have been making?
I really try not to. I try not to think about it as much as possible. Arguably, I probably would have been able to make more then than I would have in my NFL career so far with how some of the deals you start to see getting come out by these guys. But I'm, you know, it is a different world. But I'm glad these guys are getting it. I think it was, you know, about time. And, you know, trying to see, you know, all these guys, what they're able to do with, you know, name, image, likeness and everything. And I'm happy for the players and everything, but it is a completely different landscape now.
Would you have entertained transferring out of Penn State if there was a better NIL deal at Bama or Georgia or wherever, Texas? Would you have entertained it?
That's a good question, because I do think that, you know, Penn State was so near and dear to obviously like my heart and what,
right?
You know, obviously everything that my family, me, like we love Penn State. I couldn't imagine a better experience. But with, you know, the NIL, that's another factor. So,
right.
You know, do I think I would have legitimately entertained it? Probably not, because I think I was just so, you know, loyal to Penn State, and I couldn't imagine leaving that. But
well, Franklin
you know,
probably would have matched it, because he would.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, if from the business side of it, if I got to put the business hat on, like, be able to get whatever potentially I would maybe be worth.
Mm-hmm.
In the NIL market, I potentially would have, you know, maybe wanted to know what potentially the market would look like in order to be able to obviously get what I felt I would have been worth at the time.
Yeah.
Trace, take us inside the quarterback room. We always hear as fans the importance of the quarterback room, and here in Washington, oh, they should get a veteran for the quarterback room. And we've seen, sneak peeks watching Hard Knocks and things like that. But what's it like? You've been part of, you know, five quarterback rooms, I guess, from the Ravens, the Cardinals, Patriots, Bears, Steelers. What's it like, and can they be different?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, every quarterback room, to answer the second question, every quarterback room is different. You know, there's different personalities in there, and, you know, you kind of have to be able to navigate, you know, the different personalities within the room. But I do think, you know, among every quarterback room, it is almost a sacred bond amongst the guys in that room, because no one outside of it can really understand everything that goes into the game planning, the film study, you know, what happens behind center, and, you know, being that guy where, you know, everything is going to fall on you as the quarterback, in good and bad. So I think the quarterback room is definitely like a sacred bond that you have with a lot of the other guys. And, you know, it is, like you said, the personalities are different. But, you know, I think having that veteran in the room, or someone who has been in situations, especially in the NFL, right? If you got a younger guy coming into the league, or a rookie or a first-time starter, having someone else who's in the room that has been in those shoes, has had, you know, played in games and had adversity at some point, things gone the wrong way, having to get back and climb back into a game, and had to deal with the good and the bad already in the NFL, it does help to almost simplify it for a younger player, so that they're not trying to see a million things. You kind of just get them back and kind of get them into a comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And having that veteran, I do think, helps, you know, kind of bring along a young guy from that standpoint, because there's a lot of things that you'll run into for when you're starting your first game or within your first year in the league that you're trying to figure out and handle on, you know, that's outside of just going and playing football and, you know, playing at the highest level possible.
So with the Ravens, you were drafted in the sixth round. You were in a quarterback room with Lamar Jackson and RG3. What was RG3 like? Because he's in the backup role. You're the third guy. Mm-hmm. Lamar obviously is the man. What was that quarterback room like?
Yeah, so that one, you know, RG3 was kind of that veteran in the room, right? He had been around the league. I think at that time he was 7 or 8 years, I think, in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And especially for a guy like, you know, how Lamar was, the style of play, he had kind of experienced, you know, the good and the bad. You know, he had experienced some of the injuries that kind of come with, you know, being a mobile quarterback and, you know, those type of things, and then been in multiple offenses and, you know, how he would look at a certain read and what he's looking for and things like that. So RG3 kind of was that guy. And then, you know, Lamar's always kind of been his own person. And I think that's what's made him so great, is that, you know, people have tried to tell him he needs to be this or that, and he said, no, I'm Lamar Jackson. I'm going to do it my way. And he's been able to kind of go through the league, and it's worked out very well for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, but he's, you know, he's always been very receptive to coaching and different, you know, perspectives and points of view. And Lamar would kind of take it all in. And then, you know, just how the room operated, we were all very competitive. We had a lot of fun in the room. It really didn't feel like we were going to work. We all enjoyed, you know, being together while we were in that room. So that was a really cool room to be a part of. And, you know, I was the only one in that room that didn't have a Heisman Trophy. So it was cool to be around a couple of Heisman Trophy winners every single day.
All right. So before we ask you about Daniels and May specifically, talk to us about Kingsbury. You were in Arizona for a couple years. You had a start with them against Tampa. Kingsbury was your coach. David Blau was there too, who's now an assistant quarterback coach here in Washington. Mm-hmm. So you got Kingsbury and Blau here. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you know them very well. So talk to us about Kingsbury specifically What's he like? What type of offense do you think he's going to run? What's he like in meetings? That type of stuff.
Yeah, Cliff's an awesome dude. Loved being around him for my time where I was out in Arizona. And I think offensively, what I always appreciated about Cliff is, you know, he wanted to win games with offensive football, whether it be, you know, by scoring points, being explosive, you know, allowing guys opportunities to make plays, and really not, you know, he didn't want to try and coach someone out of being just the natural player that they were. You know, when it came to footwork or timing, like he was always more like, what's comfortable for you. Like, I want you to be in, you know, receivers, running backs, quarterbacks, just wanted the players to be in the most comfortable position so that they could play to their highest potential.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think with his offense, he's going to come in, he's always going to be wanting to attack. And, you know, always trying to make big plays down the field and score points quickly and, you know, operate at an efficient, fast pace. And, you know, that's the type of offense that, you know, he carried when he was in college at Texas Tech, what he brought to the NFL in Arizona, and, you know, what I imagine, you know, what he would bring to Washington.
So do you think that he would prefer a quarterback like Daniels, who's dual threat, right? You were a dual threat QB.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he would prefer that or more of – the pocket guy, the drop back guy like Drake May, even though Drake May can get out of the pocket and run, he showed that. But do you think he'd prefer, based on what you know about his system and his attacking style, you think he would rather have a Daniels?
I think that with that offense, you know, if you can have a guy that can be a threat using his legs, and, you know, I really think this about any offense, when you have another guy that, you know, the defense has to account for, you know, in pass, you know, on a pass play, whether you got to waste a guy on third down with a spy or, you know, the rush has to change up a little bit when you know that the quarterback can get out and be a threat using his legs. I just think it creates another dimension that the defense now has to think about and game plan for and then be able to react and stop come Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, just given that thought process, I, you know, maybe, you know, I'm no GM or draft expert, but, you know, I would think that, you know, Daniels does bring that extra factor where he can, you know, he's shown the ability to run and make big explosive plays with his legs on the ground.
All right, we got to go here in 45 seconds. Do you like Daniels better than May? Just kind of watching him.
You know, I think basically everything I just kind of went through for those reasons, I think that Daniels could be a little bit more explosive. I mean, I love, and that's not taking away anything from Drake May. You know, from watching him and, you know, what he did in North Carolina and how he's able to, he doesn't make the big plays, you know, running the ball down the field, but he buys time. And then that allows him with his arm strength and ability to push the ball down the field to make plays down the field, almost like Mahomes kind of does at times. You see him do that. So I think it's, you know, there's two different ways for them to do it. Maybe I'm biased because I'm also a mobile guy. Like I do like Daniels. I think, you know, he had a great year this last year, and he's kind of riding that high, and he's only continued to improve himself through this draft process. So, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, kind of watching both of their careers and seeing which way they go. But, you know, for, you know, Daniels' ability to run, throw, create plays down the field, all that, I do think that Daniels, you know, kind of has that little edge.
All right, my man. Hey, thanks for the time, bro. Keep me updated on what's going on. I know you've been working out a lot. All right, I'll talk to you soon, bro.
Yeah, we'll do. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
All right, we're going to look up caller number 10 at 800-636-1067 with two tickets to see Aerosmith's Peace Out Farewell Tour with the Black Crowes. That's Tuesday, October 8th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation.
We got Caps.
B. Mitch and Finley are coming up next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.